Hi folks, it's time for another episode of the Haven Rugby League Fans Podcast with all the latest news and reviews from the Haven. Faz and Stubbsy from Trust in Haven welcome you to this latest episode of our podcast by the Whitehaven Rugby League Independent Supporters Trust. Here we go.
Right. Okay, so here we are again, episode 10 of the Haven Rugby League Fans Podcast. We'll be talking about all things to do with Whitehaven Rugby League Club and rugby league in general. And to that end, to our guest here today is none other than John Cox, club stalwart, ex BBC Radio Cymru. I could go on with his list of achievements. So welcome along, John. Great to have you with us once again for our podcast.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and once again from Greater Manchester, our Haven fan in exile, Paul Stubbs.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, good. So let's say lots to talk about on this edition of the Haven Rugby League Fans Podcast. I think we'll get right down to business and speak with John. I just asked John sort of question to kick us off. Championship season, it's now well underway. John, is it sort of working out the way you anticipated before the season kicked off at Easter?
Well, unlike many that I read on forums and so on, I'm quite pleased actually. I'm not disappointed, and the reason for that is the amount of injuries we've had. I said, did you see Jurgen Klopp today? Now, Jurgen is not a rugby league player, I've got to explain. But the manager of Liverpool, who said Manchester City wouldn't have won the Premiership if they'd had the injuries that we've had at Liverpool. You know, now, whether it's quite as easy as that, I'm not quite sure. But if we'd had a full quota right from the start, I think we could have done better. Certainly, you know, matches that that we've lost that were quite close, and we could have got there. But we've won a couple of them. There was that slaughtering last week by a team who should not be in the division. It's absolute nonsense that they're in our division. This business about full-time teams alongside part-timers, it just defeats me. I can't see why we do it, but there we are. And they decided to put Lee into Super League when they shouldn't have done it. It should have been the lads from France who should have been there. But having said that, I think we ignore that one. And I don't think we played that badly, actually, in any of them. There have been individual mistakes, and there have been some issues about early on about failing, you know, in the last 20 minutes. Maybe it's to do with how fit you are and so on. But they've certainly picked that up, I've got to say. And when they play well, I mean, the second half at Old, you couldn't have asked for better than that. They were absolutely outstanding, I thought, both in defence and attack. And when you do that, when you have your sets that high, the percentage, and you keep hold of the ball, then you're going to score some tries. And I don't know what the team is for tomorrow, but I'm hoping, you know, lads. I don't know what was wrong with Bowman, why he wasn't playing, but I'd like to see him back. Maybe there's one or two others, you know, who are on the verge of coming back. And I know others are longer term, so on. But having, you know, the crew that we had, I didn't think we did bad at all.
We've got two wins so far. I think if you'd have said, you know, 4 points after the first sort of 5 or 6 weeks of the games at the outset, you'd have took that and said, yeah, that should be on course to achieve our objectives for this season. Just looking at the what I'll do, just rewind sort of to the end of April, and at that point, you looked at the championship table, and you looked at some of the results, and you were saying, "Oh, there's been some strange results here, and the table's looking very, very strange." You'd badly in Dewsbury, way out in front of teams like Halifax and Bradford, and Widnes. What I think you've seen in me is things reverting back to type, and the teams you expected to win are now starting to win. So do you think that was a result of the sort of rather strange pre-season and preparation for the season?
Yeah, I think it probably was, you know, because it was very odd, wasn't it, for everyone, you know, for fans, but particularly for the players, of course. And if it is like that, then there's going to be consequences. And the consequences were there's some odd ones. You see, it's gone back now to, you know, just about, I'm not quite sure it's gone that far, because Widnes, of course, I don't think they've won a game, have they yet? Or have they won one, maybe? I'm not sure.
I think they've won one and drawn one, yeah.
Yeah, and Swinton haven't won any at all, and they're going to get slaughtered today because they're at Toulouse, I think, aren't they, today?
Yeah.
Well, it's actually played on their own ground on Swinton's, but it's, you know, it's supposed to be an away game. And on top of that, because of the way they've constructed it this season, the table and so on, we don't play Toulouse again. Some people play them twice.
Twice, that's right.
But, well, thank the French Lord, we don't. So that'll save us a bit of points difference, won't it?
Difference, it sure will. Yeah, it's a win on a number of fronts. As I say, travelling, as I say, points difference, so on and so forth. But but as I say, coming back to Whitehaven, I would agree with you, John. We've done okay. We've perhaps. Certainly considering the injuries, we've maybe exceeded ourselves to a small degree. As I say, I think this, well, Paul Crary, I think pointed what this league's all about. It's managing your games, isn't it?
You pick your teams, don't you? You know, for particular matches and so on. But I just hope we've got a reasonably strong one out tomorrow, because I do have a feeling we could do that.
Yeah, well, as we say, Widnes are perhaps, but Batley are perhaps the team that's exceeded expectations, because they're up there in the top four. So the team that's perhaps fallen short, it's definitely been Widnes.
But then Batley got topped last week, didn't they? At home.
That's right. That's right. Which comes back to think maybe it's the league reverting back to the way we expected it to be. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, could be.
So as I say, what Whitehaven 2 wins, Widnes 1 win and 1 draw. The team travels, and we're not sure what that team's going to be. They travel to the Halton Stadium tomorrow. Do you think a win's realistic?
Yes, I do. Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm. You know, I hope that he's been able to put together a team, you know, better than he had out last week. And there's one or two people you'd love to see back in. Of course, one that you will not see back in, I'm afraid, is Callum Phillips. And I think, you know, the authorities really have got to do something about this. The disciplinary has always been a bee in my bonnet, even when I was chief executive down there, and certainly all the time that I was. Commentating. But Callum, you know, quite rightly gets suspension. And he got, I think, 4 games for lifting someone past the horizontal, right? On the game that he played last week, he was hit off the ball by Dominic Peru. He'd already kicked the ball. It wasn't there's no doubt about it. It was a late tackle. He hit him with his forearm, and he hit him particularly hard. And what he gets is 10 minutes in the bin, and then he gets 2-match suspension. A 2-match suspension.
Yes.
And the last information on Callum was it might be a season-ending injury. You never know. Now, if that's so, I really do think that in discipline, they've got to take notice of what sort of damage these people do. And then they've got to reciprocate that and say, look, you know, you've done this. It's particularly nasty. If it was an accident, fine. But it wasn't an accident. Dominic set out to do it. I quite like Dominic, actually. I've interviewed him a couple of times, once in Perpignan, once in Carcassonne. And, you know, nice enough lad. But that was a very, very nasty piece of work. And I don't have a lot of faith, I'm afraid, in the disciplinary process. In fact, I never had any since I went and stood in with Bull Trendle. You remember Bull? And Aussie prop. And he got red carded. And he'd never been red carded in his life, ever, in Australia or in London, before he came to us. And I sat down. And the next week, we were playing Halifax. And when I sat down in front of the disciplinary trio, one of them was the father of a Halifax player.
Yeah.
So I said, you know, excuse me, I'm not casting any aspersions, but, you know, there's a somebody who is connected with the club we are playing next week, and if he's found guilty, you know, then I think people might comment on that. Well, I got right going over from the lawyer. They always have a lawyer running it as the chairman.
Yes.
Absolutely disgraceful, the question, the veracity of this guy who I won't name. And so I said, okay, I can't do anything about it, but I want to tell you what I think. And then, on top of that, in came all the files regarding the bull. And there's, well, he was sent off here, and he was cautioned here, and he was sent off, and then he got... And I said, hang on. I said, this lad's never been sent off in his life.
Yeah.
They got the wrong files. They'd actually got the wrong files in front of me, in front of Paul, in front of the three people.
Yeah.
And they all had to be changed then and so on. But the tongue had been set and he got a two-match ban. And they said, do you want to appeal? And I said, yeah. When's that? We can do it now. We'll get three other people in. Oh, okay. 200 quid, please. Sorry? 200 quid. So I put my credit card down and said, is that enough? Yeah, that'll do. Three of them came in, they listened, and I'm not kidding, they listened for 2 minutes and said, no, he's guilty. No, you don't get your 200 quid back. So I went to Des afterwards. Des was coming there and said, Des, I've got this rather large expenses claim, you know, and bloody hell. I lost all faith in the whole system.
Understandably. Yeah.
I think if you look on some of the Facebook comments, the referee actually didn't see it. He didn't see it on the day. If you watch the video, he didn't. But I have it on good authority that the linesman told him twice how bad it was.
Mm-hmm.
The touch judge told him twice, and he completely ignored him as such and just sent him off.
Oh, it was a red card offence. No,
it was a red card offence. And he was targeted. You could see it. He was targeted.
He got four tries previously when he played. Did that Phillips lad will give him a going over? And they did.
Yeah, they targeted him. And it seems to be happening more and more and more that they go out and target somebody.
And they're prepared to get away with it. They're prepared to take a couple of matches off in order to win that one. Disgraceful.
Yeah. It is.
Quite cynical, really, isn't it?
But it depends on who he's got for tomorrow, on who Paul's got to pick from, you know.
Well, I can tell you if you want, because that's what I was doing. I was looking for it.
Yeah.
McNally, Walmsley, Taylor, Jesse Jordan, Dixon, Williams, Cooper Holiday, Wilkinson, Walker, Newton, Gillam, Bradley, Mossop, Worthington, Dawson, Zammit, Thomas, Roden, Michael, and Graham.
Oh, well, that's not...
That's a stronger squad than last week, John.
Yeah.
Yes, it is, yes.
That's the squad.
If Macca's playing, then I'm more than happy with that, that he's back from injury. He ran the water on, I think, last week, didn't he? That was part of his rehabilitation.
So he must have been getting near, yes, if that was the case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're forced into that.
So you progress, don't you? Sitting on the bench to running water to back in the team.
That's it. You've got to do it. It's a punishment, Paul, halfway through. Yeah.
Unfortunately, at the Horton Stadium tomorrow, there's just home fans allowed in. That's unusual because there's been other championship games earlier this week and they're allowed a percentage of away fans to go. So I think that comes as a bit of a disappointment to the Haven fans that they're not allowed in tomorrow.
So who lays that down, and is it the local authority?
I believe it's a lot to do with the local
council
authority and their interaction with the club and the stadium owners.
The stadium owners, of course, are the local council.
So as I say, it looks like I'm surprised because, as I say, the Halton Stadium, it's one of the biggest stadiums in the championship.
Great place to commentate from. Lovely view and so on. It's good. But that's it.
You were. You,
I think
You were planning to go to Paul, weren't you?
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, it's half an hour, 40 minutes for me from here, along with some people know Alan, my mate Alan, we were going. So we decided to buy it on the television and we're coming here instead. Alan's coming down here and we're going to watch it from here.
Because you could put a witness shirt on and go and buy a ticket, yeah?
No, you can't. It's season ticket holders only. Yeah. I mean, Simon Taylor, bless him, said, does that include Whitehaven season ticket holders?
Yeah.
It was a good try. It was a good try.
So where do you live, Paul?
I live in Manchester. I live in a place called Radcliffe.
Oh, I know Radcliffe.
Yeah, between Bury and Bolton.
Yeah, I was a student in the 60s in Manchester.
Oh, well, you know the area then.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like I was saying, 40 minutes away, and I was there. All the local games I haven't been able to get to. The Swinton game, because I'll be working when that's on. The Oldham game I couldn't go to the other week. Widnes I couldn't go to. So it's a bit bad this season.
I noticed the Oldham game. I do have a very good friend there who owns the club and is the chairman, Mr. Hamilton. And he's been a good mate of mine over many, many years. But I noticed, and it's the first time I'd seen them, that they have my name written across their backsides. All of the Oldham players have this.
Really? What have you done to that, John?
I got on to, you know, sent him an email. He hasn't replied. I said, you know, where's my check?
Too right.
You're titled, you know. He's a good man, Chris. Good rugby league man. I like him.
I think it comes a bit of a shock to them playing actually where they're playing, because it's a grass pitch and it's got one heck of a slope on it, and it, as I spoke to Dave about it, it floods in one corner.
Is it?
And when Jesse went over for that try, you could see it. He went over and straight in the puddle.
Well, they should come to us. We'll give them some advice about flooding in a corner.
We got rid of it
in the end. But there's that famous picture, wasn't there, of David Seeds scoring a try against Doncaster, and he'd sort of aquaplane through it, you know.
Through it all.
Yeah.
But believe it or not, that is at the high end of the pitch, where it in the top corner.
But tomorrow, I'm hoping, you know, with the names that you've just read out there, I'm hoping, you know, we've got a stronger team out there, and they've got the right. And a lot of it's in the top 3 inches, isn't it? You know, it's in the head. And you get it right from the start that you are going to go into those tackles properly. And it was significant, I thought, watching several Super League games recently, how they'd all learned the business of three men in the tackle, then immediately two of them out, and one of them rips the ball out. And the only Championship side I've seen who know how to do it were the ones that we played last week from Toulouse. They did it, and did it several times. But, you know, when you're a full-timer, you can spend some time learning.
And working on them things, too.
I think my comment to Dave the other day when we were chatting was that we were lucky to get nil, and we didn't play bad at all. It was frightening. They're just too good. They really were.
Yeah,
No discredit to our lads. Our lads put heart and soul into it last week. It's just the way it was.
And when you look at Jonathan at standoff, you know, Jonathan Ford, I mean, there's no way that God should have allowed a man that tall to be a standoff. I mean, that's nonsense, that, isn't it? But what a player he is. He's a lovely, lovely man to watch. You know, he can pass a ball beautifully. He picks the right way. He changes the point of attack. He's been like that for many, many seasons now as well. I remember seeing him playing down in the south of France, and not against us, you know, in a local game down there. And he was just wonderful. You know, he really was. And he's kept it up. He's kept it going. And you would think the size of him, you know, that somebody would have clattered him by now. Yeah. but he could play.
He sort of stands out a bit, doesn't he?
He does that. Yeah.
So, as I say, Whitehaven away tomorrow. They're away next week at Sheffield, which again is another game which could go either way, depending on who's in who's available. So, and then And then after that, we have our next home game against Batley and with the crowd in the recreation ground again. So something we're all looking forward to, I think.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Certainly are.
On the basis of what's happening at other sporting venues, which is 25% of the ground capacity, that should, you'd assume there'd be somewhere like 1,000 limit on the gate for that game, which should accommodate just about everybody who you'd expect to be going. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I hope so. I hope we get 1,000 there every week.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Great, wouldn't it?
Tommy Todd and his board would be delighted if they were eating that every week. So yeah. We're looking forward to that, and let's hope it is 1,000. And I say, if White haven't have the full strength team out against Batley, it could be a
good game.
Yeah, they've started like house on fire, really, haven't they?
Yeah,
they're not expected to be there, if you will.
But then got flattened last week, didn't they, at home, which is very unusual to get beaten at home for them. Very unusual. Right. You know, they know how to play that slope, all right. I call it a slope. It's actually the north wall of the Eiger.
Yeah, I was going to say, you get kitted up with mountain goats and a rope, don't you, to get up from one end to the other.
The first time I ever went there, Peter Smith was playing, and I'm trying to get somebody for an interview, at the top end where the changing rooms and all that. And somebody said to me, "Have you seen Peter Smith?" And I said, "No." And somebody said, "Oh, he's down there, look." And he was down the other end of the field, but you couldn't see him. You couldn't actually see him because he's quite small.
Because of the slope.
Because of the slope, you couldn't actually see him. And I sort of got up on a couple of steps, at the end, a couple of the concrete steps, and then I could just see the top of his head. That's how deep it is. Yeah, it is dreadful, quite dreadful. But Dave, can I just pay tribute to someone who I don't particularly know that well, I know to look at, but Dean Fearon, who I hear was one of the moving forces behind the marquee. Certainly it's been a huge success. That I have a couple of grandkids, spent a few Saturdays or Sundays there, and they're not mean with their money, the lads they go with, on their drink and so on. They must be picking up a fair old amount of money out of that. And whoever thought that up and set it up, well done to them.
Good enterprise and some good planning from the club. I see. I believe Dean's been one of the main movers in setting that up, as he is with a few things down there. So, yeah, well done to everybody at the club, and hopefully it's kept the coffers ticking over at a time when they haven't been able to get anybody through the gates. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It still makes me laugh when we score and it's 20 seconds later or a minute later before the cheer goes up in the marquee. It's quite funny. Yeah. I think Terry was commentating and couldn't believe it.
Yeah. I was saying to one of my grandchildren, I said, don't tell me there's no way to sort of sneak out, and have a quick look at the game properly outside. And they said, no, you can't. You really can't get out, You're in there. Anyway, what do I want to get out for? I've got a heap of beer in front of me and all my mates, and I don't want to get out.
Apparently, it's a good crack, isn't it? It really is. It's a good atmosphere and everything.
Yeah, but well done to them for that, because... at a time when money was... ...30, they might not all be fit, but, we've got a squad that could keep us in the championship.
That's right. Yeah, good stuff, yeah. So on that positive, John, we'll draw matters to... I haven't put the Rugby League World to rights. We'll draw matters to a conclusion.
Paul and I can always put the Rugby League World to rights.
Absolutely. We can. Yeah. We might not be right, but...
But me and you know we are, Paul.
We are, definitely. Don't tell my missus that. I'm never right in that thing.
I know that. I have the same problem, mate.
Yeah. Okay, Enjoy the game tomorrow. Let's hope it's a Whitehaven win, and we look forward to speaking to you again in the not too distant future. When once again, we'll no doubt have things to talk about and much to debate. Yeah.
Cheers.
So
thanks for.
Yeah. Thank you.
See ya.
Thanks for now. So yeah, so thanks to John Cox outspoken and as humorous as he ever is, and always good having John on board for our podcast, Paul.
Yeah, I always love speaking to John. It's great fun. It really is.
Mm. Yeah. So anyway, we look forward to the game tomorrow. It's on the Our League streaming app, $4.95 if you get it by midnight Saturday night. So I'll be doing
already got mine, Dave.
Yeah. And
I've already got mine.
Yeah, need to get mine. So yeah. Just moving on to matters of the just to remind people, this podcast is brought to you by the Whitehaven Independent Supporters Trust in Haven. We'd love to have anybody out there who has something to say to join us at a future one. So if that's you, if you agree with something that's happening, if you disagree with things that are happening out there and you want to sort of point them out, come and join us on a future podcast. And if you want to do that, email us at trustinhaven@gmail.com. Let us know who you are, where you are, how we can contact you. And as I say, we're always looking for people to join us on a future podcast. So, we'll throw out the invitation, Paul. So, yeah, so elsewhere, just to say, as always, Trustinhaven, memberships are open for Trustinhaven. We've had a few people sign up for us in recent weeks. Now the season's underway, if you haven't joined Trustinhaven, why not think about it? You for your money, you get a list of benefits you can see them on the Trustinhaven website at trustinhaven.com. You can also sign up on there as well. It's £21 for full membership, £11 for concessions. So it's good value for money when you look at the benefits, which include full access to our exclusive access to full game coverage of every Whitehaven game played this season, among other things. So, as I say, it works out about £1 a game, which isn't bad. So, yeah, think about that. Join Trustinhaven today. Go to trustinhaven.com. So, yeah, Paul, think you've one or two things you want to share with us?
Yeah, right. Last fan standing. As you know, we've had a lot of problems getting it up and running due to Super League changing fixtures. So what we decided to do, in our wisdom, is do a championship edition for this season.
Yeah.
And if it takes off, we'll maybe do it next season as well. Yeah. What differs from it, you've now got 14 teams to pick from rather than 12. And it will run from week commencing the 21st of June for 10 weeks until week commencing the 30th of August. Like I say, you've got 10 weeks and 14 teams. So hopefully it'll make it a bit more open. Everybody's saying Super League is getting more and more predictable. And everybody's saying nobody can call what's going to go on in the championship. So yeah, this could be quite interesting.
It will be interesting to see how it goes, Paul. Yeah, as in the past, people can just do paper, do it all on paper. We have forms with all the fixes on, yeah, which will be available from myself and with one or two of our regular contributors or our regular people, so people can get them there. Or why not go and do it online at trustinhaven.com? It's all there. Save on paperwork, and your entry's there, and you can follow it every week. So So the best way of doing it is actually online. And as I say, it's all there. It's just click of a mouse. Click of a mouse for 10 weeks. Pick your team. Pay your entrance fee, and away we go. Yeah.
Yeah, just on that, it is £10 to enter. So it's a pound a week, really.
Yeah, that's right. Pound a pick. And just to say, people are saying, what's the trust doing? What's it for? We have made a commitment with Andrew Canavan, Paul, that we're 100% behind the reformation of the Academy / Reserves. I see the Rugby League put a thing out this week where the 2022, the reserves are looking to come back fully. We've still got to wait and see what Andrew's got to say, and the club's got to say about that. But we are looking to generate funds which will allow us to get behind that as and when it starts. So the Last Fan Standing is one of our key fundraisers to help us, to help the club.
Yeah, I think you've hit the nail on the head, really. Obviously, the club would have to pay substantial amounts to get the academy off the ground, and we'd like to take some of that burden off them if we can.
Yeah, that's right.
And put our name or put our contributions towards that. I hope everybody agrees who pays into the trust that it will be worthwhile doing that.
So we do want to get the message out there, because, as I say, we feel as an organisation that's important to the club, and we feel it not only helps the club, but it helps us to raise our profile and to get people on board. So and it's a real it's a genuine positive initiative for the club, and something I'm sure everybody would want to get behind. So support Trust in Haven, support the club. Let's get this Academy / Reserve thing up and running just as soon as we can. Hopefully that'll be 2022, but if it's longer term, we'll keep raising funds towards that, Paul.
Yeah. The sooner we get it going, the better. I just hope people will back us with this Last Fan Standing. Normally we'd have two. Unfortunately, we can only do one this year. So instead of having two goals, one goal, I have two goals. Sorry, yeah. I'm pushing it now, aren't I?
That's right.
But you know what I mean.
Last Fan Standing, it's good fun, creates a lot of interest that it has done in the past, and hopefully it'll help us raise a bit of funding for something which is important for the club. So. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
So, nothing else happening, Paul. As I say, your trip to Widnes is off tomorrow.
Trip to Widnes is off. Just a quick one from down here about what was going on at Lee the other day with Mr. Beaumont spouting off. The Lee fans are absolutely besides themselves at times. They can't understand why he's done it and why he's slagged his coach off like that. But... the Leaf fans aren't backing him at all, I don't think.
Well, of course, the coach there is John Duffy,
So watch this space. That's all there is from down here. I've unfortunately not spoke to any Swinton fans this week. And the Oldham fans that I do talk to at work, they're still soaking from the other week.
They got another Tonkin this time round, didn't they, when they went to Featherston?
They did. So I'm not flavour of the month at work at the moment. I walk in and smile, I'd get a lot of abuse. You know, it's one of those. But I even saw my mate from the football club, James, who lives in Stalybridge, and he is a Roughheads fan. And I'll not tell you what he did, but he made a significant gesture with his fingers as I drove past him on the tram the other day. So, yes, it's quite nice being a Whitehaven fan at the moment.
Yeah. Let's hope it continues tomorrow. Okay then, Paul. So we'll just about draw things to a close. As I say, this is the Haven Rugby League Fans podcast brought to you by Trust in Haven, the independent Whitehaven Rugby League Supporters Trust. For more details on the Trust, go to our website, trustinhaven.com. Get in touch with us at our email address, trustinhaven@gmail.com. And that's about it, Paul. So best of luck to Haven tomorrow, and we'll speak to you again soon.
Yeah, look after yourself, everybody. Hopefully see you very, very soon.
Thanks, Paul. Bye for now.
Bye.
Well, folks, that's all for another episode of Haven Rugby League Fans Podcast. Produced by Trust in Haven, the Whitehaven Rugby League Independent Supporters Trust. Hope you enjoyed it and will join us for our next podcast. To find out more, visit our website at www.trustinhaven.com.